Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everybody want to rule the world?
I have no interest in ruling the world, Josh. Either. I used to think maybe in my 20s that would be something that I wanted to do. I'm just happy I can have a little say in my home, which I don't, according to Billy, anyway.
Everybody wants to be left alone.
There ain't no question about that, right? Yeah.
I was going to say, you have a voice in your house? Because I don't.
No, I don't. Billy Coon said it years ago on one of the weekly recaps. Legend Bob does not have a say in his own home, and it's true. Hmm. I'm outnumbered, man. I got two daughters, a wife, and a female dog. I mean, really, where do I go? What do I do?
The backyard.
Every once in a
while.
That's
why you're now mowing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why your newfound fondness of mowing has come from, I feel like.
I do like to mow right now. So, no, actually, I don't. My wife took care of all that the other day, too, right before the rain came, right? Mm.
Had to get that mow in before the rain
set in.
When is the next day that the old folks are going to be able to mow? Because it's supposed to rain through tomorrow now. I mean, it's going to be a mess again today. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Now, the weekend's supposed to be nice.
Think of all the great conversations that will then happen on Friday afternoon amongst everyone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is true. They're all going to be out there.
They're going to be itching. They're going to be ready. Yeah, is the yard too wet now?
Let's go ahead and mow. But as soon as one guy goes out there, you know they're all going to go rolling out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to go out there rolling and mowing. And so
Friday is the day, I believe.
Friday is the day?
Friday's the
all
day.
All right. Friday's the day. We'll see.
You decide the music today. It is a Way Back Wednesday. And so it's all by request.
Yes.
So at BWKC on Twitter, 913-576-7610 on the text line. We've already got a couple texts in before the show even started.
I know,
today.
Yesterday afternoon.
That's good.
Yeah, we started a little bit yesterday, too. Yeah.
Yesterday, you were taking requests on Twitter already. So line them up, and you determine the music today. That's how it works on a Wednesday. Is it like a yearly, like proclamation or something that comes from one Chris Jones?
It sure seems like it, doesn't it?
And I don't know if it's the same. I probably should go back and look through his like timeline to see if he does it about the same time every year. But the Chiefs are about to embark on OTAs,
right?
And be at the practice facility.
Wait, today's Wednesday,
together,
right? Yeah, we got an OTA today.
For the first time this offseason.
Yeah.
And so Chris Jones, who, Sack Nation, we're going to lead the league in sacks.
Correct.
This one apparently is this year is going to be legendary.
Okay, good.
That's his That's his moniker, at least for May 24th at 6:27 a.m.
Yeah, so about 24 hours
yesterday,
ago.
Yesterday morning, this year is going to be legendary. So is this a yearly thing that we've been missing out on? He has his, this is where I make my line in the sand every year?
Every year
okay,
he does
so
that.
This year's going to be legendary.
Legendary.
Cool. Yeah. Please explain more.
I'd like to, what does legendary mean? You know, you have to define what legendary is, you know, going into a season. But, you know, you and I have kind of talked about this, you know, not as much on the air as maybe off the air, but I know we have discussed it on the air. I think Chris Jones has a max of 2 more years left here in Kansas City to play as a member of the Chiefs.
Probably.
You know, he's got 2 years left on the contract. Yeah. I don't think I'm re-signing him after those 2 years. He's going to be, you know, a little bit older than you want a football player, and you know his production has been okay. It's been fine. You know, you want those sack numbers up, but I saw a tweet from Carrington yesterday. Arrowhead Pride was doing its, you know, what's your hottest Chiefs take type thing, and Carrington tweeted out there, this will be Chris Jones's last year in Kansas City. And I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, oh, that's an
they
interesting
do have an
tweet.
Out after this year
after
yes.
this season yeah. they yeah. do yes yeah. But he only has 2 more years left on that contract.
Correct.
Total right.
Correct.
So, and I saw that tweet from Carrington yesterday, and I remember I was walking through the grocery store after shaming somebody who couldn't park in the parking lot. I'm going to start doing that more often. Now, you can't park in the parking lot, man. I'm taking a picture of your car, and I'm putting it on Twitter. I'm going to parking shame you, man. You learn how to park in a parking spot, especially when it's raining and you're taking up 6 spots and angled the wrong way. So I was walking around the grocery store thinking
about
that.
My parking skills are declining. I don't know what's happening. Yeah,
well, you're getting older. That's what
it
is.
I don't know.
You're getting older. You have the beep, beep, beep on the back of your car yet when you put it in reverse?
No, I'd like
to. Do we need to get that for you?
I'd like to.
You have the camera?
Oh, no. Everybody's got you don't have the reverse camera in that Jeep? Oh my goodness. You better get that done. You're gonna need a reverse camera soon to see where you're going.
I don't understand. I can't. You know, I gotta look over my shoulder. I can't do it.
You know what I use the reverse camera for? You're gonna throw things at me. I use the reverse camera. If I pull into a parking spot forward, I'll put it in reverse to see the back line to make sure I'm over the back line and I'm parked in the spot right. That's all I use.
I
that
can't
reverse
use it
camera
for backing out. It doesn't
work. No, I'm it like, doesn't
I don't.
Work. Well, we were raised in the era of non-power steering where you had to look over your shoulder and really crank that wheel to get out of the spot. I mean, that's how we were raised.
My wife's car has. It's a nice, very nice picture. It looks really, I mean, super clear. It's
sure.
like high def 4K or
wow.
something.
Wow.
I mean,
look
it looks
that.
Great. It looks great. When you throw it in there, you're like, wow, that camera's really.
That's cool.
But I can't. It doesn't
it
do.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't do me any. It doesn't make me. Back the car out any straighter.
No,
so.
Probably not, you know, no. So that's what I use the backup camera for.
But yeah,
for.
There are times where I pull into spot and I get out and I go, damn. Like,
you missed that spot.
Wow, missed this one pretty bad. Yeah. Let's do this again.
I just find, like, when you don't park the proper way in a public parking lot, you're a selfish son of a bee. I mean, that's it. And if you're not a selfish son of a bee and you can't drive, then your license should be taken away. It's one or the other. And either way, you should be out off the roads.
So you're shaming grocery store people.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, wherever parking lot now is. Come on, pull into the spot right, man. Let's go. And I think also, as we were talking about, so as we're going to the grocery store, thinking about, you know, this tweet by Carrington, 1 more year of Chris Jones. With this organization right now, where the Chiefs are, I wouldn't be surprised if it was just his last year here in Kansas City, unless it was a legendary type of year. The Chiefs have shown, Josh, that they're not afraid to trade anyone, right? They traded Tyreek Hill. They're not afraid to cut anybody. They're not afraid to move on and keep this machine moving, you know, in the right direction. And if they don't feel that you can truly contribute to the level that they need you to contribute at, they're not going to re-sign you, or they're going to trade you, or they're just going to cut you and they're going to move on without you. And so I think almost in order to preserve that next year after this year with Chris Jones, maybe it does have to be somewhat a legendary type year. Now, legendary is a little extreme. If he goes in and has double-digit sacks and is a force in the run game, you know his presence, yeah, I could bring him back for that final year. But there, as you said, there's an out after this year. He's only got 2 more years left on the contract. I think we're closer to the end of Chris Jones's tenure here in Kansas City than we are to the beginning of Chris Jones's tenure here in Kansas City. That's just the way the NFL works. That's just the way this machine of really all professional sports kind of operates. I mean, before you know it, boom, it's over, unless you're Tom Brady. And everybody's on to the next, and everybody's moved on. So I think this is the beginning of OTAs today and the beginning of, hey, Chris Jones, you got to have yourself a close to legendary type of season if you want to ensure that you will be brought back after this year.
Yeah. The contract has like $7 million in dead cap next year, and that's, you know, I guess getting to the point where you can kind of afford to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a – they turned it into a roster bonus this year. So next year it's just straight salary at this point. I suppose they could restructure again do the funky math and guarantee him his money. But there is technically, according to SpotRac, an out after this year. But yeah, I would think you play out the 2 years and then he hits age 30 and you probably
see you later.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been your MO.
That's been your MO.
It's been your MO, except for Travis Kelce. When guys get close to 30, see you later, you're bounced. And it's on to the next. The problem is right now, and look, a year ago at this time, we weren't sitting here saying, oh, they've got people to fill in for Tyreek Hill, but they figured out a way to do it. It's going to be, you know, an operational nightmare, I would think, to try to go out and restructure your defensive line. But you're going to have to go out there and eventually do that. You're going to have to find guys.
We'll see, because obviously they don't have – it doesn't feel like they'd have the numbers now.
Not now they don't.
Adding one more to the fray next season, when that's still going to be something you're going to be
– right.
That's going to be high up on your needs list. But I think you should just suggest anyway that Chris Jones goes out and kicks some tail, right?
Yeah, I would love him to go out there and kick tail.
That feels like the time is right. Yeah. Last year they didn't quite back up what was kind of put out there by them in terms of getting after people and getting the sacks. Mm-hmm. And obviously he had the position switch that didn't pan out. So you feel like this is almost an opportunity at a bounce back season for Chris Jones.
Yeah,
so get it.
You look at that depth chart too, along the defensive line, Josh, and Derek Nnadi and Chris Jones. It's a nice 1-2 punch in the middle, right? But you need more. Have you ever heard of Cortez Broughton?
Well, he brings it.
Yeah.
It has been brought in.
Broughton, Broughton, Cortez Broughton, who came over from the San Francisco 49ers this year via free. I don't remember him. Colin Saunders
is about to be brought in.
Colin Saunders hasn't done much.
Like the potential with Cortez Broughton.
I did too. Is it Broughton?
I'm going with Broughton.
Broughton, yeah. I'm going to go with Broughton as Broughton. Well. Yeah, yeah, Cortez Broughton. He's brought the hammer down. Tershawn Wharton is on the depth chart as well. He's maybe here or there. He's all right, but he's nothing to write home about. And then Taylor Stallworth from Indianapolis. That was his agent said he was really good.
That's right. His agent said he had a really good season.
So what I'm getting at is there's not much depth behind your starting team right now. And so, you know, if you are going to jettison Chris Jones after this season, then there is going to be a lot of work that you're going to have to, you know, kind of operate and fill in, because you're essentially losing him and you're losing your entire defensive line if that's the way you go. But again, I mean, Brett Veach has been a master at finding players and getting guys and really working ahead of where they need to be. And so if they decide to move on from Chris Jones after this season, then they move on from Chris Jones after this season. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it until this organization stops winning and stops, you know, winning division championships and playing in the postseason every year. Then we'll have some criticism. But as long as they keep winning and getting to where they need to be every year, I don't care what the names of the players are other than Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Let's go and see what we can do here.
All right. So if Chris Jones is on the clock, who else should be on the clock? And it might come from the other side of the parking lot.
Yeah, and I'm asking you this question this morning. What about Salvador Perez? We talked about it with Vern the other day, and he mentioned Salvi's $80 million contract may be hard to get out of in this day and age in baseball, and who could take on that contract? I think, you know, there are probably a handful of teams that would be able to do that. And the reason I bring up Salvi is because you're 14-28 right now, right? You've got twice as many losses as wins.
It's not good.
Right? Twice as many losses as wins. You're not winning with Salvador Perez, right? You didn't win last year. He hit 48 home runs or whatever it was. You didn't win with Salvador Perez, right? And so the way MJ Melendez is playing right now, I know very small sample size, but you have to look at that if you're the organization right now and go, what can we do at the big league level with the players that we have to get better? And Salvador Perez may be that trade chip that you have in your back pocket because of the controllability that he has, because he still is a very good player, but he may be the guy that you have to move if you truly want to get better at the big league level. And I understand what kind of hit that would be, you know, from a public perception standpoint, but what kind of hit is 14-28? I mean, there is a lot of apathy right now here in Kansas City towards this baseball team. A lot of apathy right now. And apathy is worse than people being angry, because it means they're not paying attention. And so for me, if you're trying to get better at the big league level, Salvador Perez is the guy that you can flip that can bring you legit players back that can be here at the big league level, and not a guy that you trade like Andrew Benintendi, who's going to be on an expiring contract where you're going to get a couple of AA ball players and maybe, you know, a stick of gum out of the deal.
Well, it's less about MJ Melendez to me than it is about where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fully embrace the rebuild?
Right, because if you're fully going to embrace the rebuild, Salvador Perez has got to be on the clock.
Then do it.
Right?
Eat the PR portion of it.
Yeah.
Look, the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill.
I keep telling people that the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill. You know, that's true.
And yeah. I'm not even saying Tyreek's even in the same camp as Salvi, like career wise. Right.
Sure.
Well, he might be though. I mean,
maybe
Tyreek Hill's the top of the career charts and just about everything, right?
Everything, yeah. Best wide receiver the Chiefs have ever had.
Certainly not as beloved as Salvi. Okay?
No, no question. No question.
But in terms of maximizing value, I mentioned it yesterday, like they missed their Whit Merrifield window. And I was fine with it. Like,
yeah.
But fact is they missed their window. I think a team would pick up that contract. No problem. He's still playing. He's not at the current moment, but he's still at the top of his game. Like,
yeah.
I think you'd find a taker and you'd probably find a pretty good return.
And I think you've been listening to me a little bit more, maybe come over more to my side of,
and it has less to do about can MJ Melendez handle. Doesn't matter.
Right.
But at this point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if there's a fill in, if there's a whatever, you're not winning. So what are you going to, do about it? Are you going to continue the course with him? And that's fine. I don't have a problem if you do that either. I mean, I love Salvi. I don't want him to go.
Right,
I don't want him to do it. But yes, in terms of what you can get, were asking me yesterday about return values. And
yeah.
I'm like, I just don't see it.
Salvi's got it.
Salvi would be different.
Salvi's got it. He's an all-star Hall of Fame catcher that an organization would love to have. And that's why I think you're coming over more to my side now, where I've been for the last few years with everything. Are you winning with this guy right now? And you used to look at me and go, yeah, but you can't trade him. He's a fan favorite. Like, you're losing 100 games every year or 90 games every year with these
guys.
This
year has lost traction fast.
Fast, big time. Yeah, it
and
is
not
time.
Just in record, but in
everything.
The people.
Yeah, the fans.
Everybody I talk. Yeah, it's like, wow, you're not happy.
No TV, and they've got twice as many losses as wins. And
you're moving towards the apathy department.
Yep, and
that ain't cool.
That's not cool. I got a message from one of our listeners yesterday. He goes, I just don't care about this team right now. And I go, I don't think you're alone in that. And it pains me to say it because I love baseball. I mean, I went to bed last night and I had the Padres game on. I watch random baseball games because I love the sport, but at 14-28, man, I don't blame fans who have hit the eject button, and especially since they're not on television and people can't find the games readily available. So I think now's the time. If you're truly going to change the direction, and this is going to be an organization where J.J. Piccolo can truly put his stamp on it as the general manager, and you really want to get a rebuild going with legit players that you can count on every day, Salvador Perez is your biggest trade chip right now. And while it would suck to do it, it may be the best for the organization.
One projection says the math for Patrick Mahomes is going to be just fine, even without Tyreek Hill.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Come on, everybody's doing the head thing, right?
Of course they are.
Okay, good.
I've shared the story about going to a Devils game with my dad, and this song comes on, and they're going around the crowd, and everybody's bobbing their head, and he says, "Why is everybody doing that with their head?" I'm like, "You are so out of touch."
Kids don't understand it either.
Nah, the kids don't get it. The senior citizens and the kids don't get it today. What a great song.
You've requested it. So you get it. You can make your request today on a Wayback Wednesday at BWKC and 913-576-7610 on the text line at BWKC on Twitter.
Yeah, and if you don't like the songs, pick one.
There you go.
Yeah. Pick one. Yeah. Let us know. Yeah. Let us know. From the 816, Josh, Sal is the reason I watched the Royals.
I understand.
He's gone, who else do we have that's proven to build around?
I understand.
They're 14-28. I mean, what are we building around?
We're in regression, man.
Yeah, it is regression mode right now. It's worse than last year, and
it should be.
I'm
hold on to players too long guy. I've always been that way.
And I'm the antithesis of you.
I will be very distressed. But if you're looking, and again, they might not be doing it, but if you're looking to get a return,
right,
a true return, you part with him.
You don't trade guys like Andrew Benintendi on expiring contracts and expect to get guys that are going to help you, you know, move forward in the organization. You just don't.
A team will take on that. He's an all-star player. He's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
He's still performing. They do that.
On this date in 2006, I wanted to share this one a little bit. The Kansas City Royals blow an early 6-0 lead and drop their 13th straight game with a 13-8 loss to the Tigers. The skid is the second longest ever for the Royals, who lost 19 straight the previous season and are a major league worst 10-35 on this date in 2006. That was
ahead of that pace then.
Yeah, well, 2006, that was the year Dayton Moore was hired here in Kansas City. A couple of weeks later, he was hired as general manager here in 2006, you know, to take over the franchise. And we know what he's done. He turned it into a world champion. And so well, of course, we started the season about a week later too this year because of, you know, what the COVID or whatever the hell it was this time. Labor, that's what it was.
Yes,
I'm sure. It all blends together, right?
Yeah.
So 10-35 this date in 2006, you know, Allard Baird was fired around this time and they moved on and found a new general manager and they moved forward and it worked. And there's no question about it. It worked in a great way. Nobody ever thought, you know, in baseball, the Royals would have an opportunity to contend for championships. And they did it for two consecutive years and gave us the two best baseball years of our life. But the Royals have now lost six straight, Josh. They have lost now six in a row. They lost again last night for those who didn't stay up to watch. They lost another one, and they just landed in Minnesota about 2 hours ago. And they're going to have an off day today up in the Twin Cities, a few Juicy Lucy's for everybody. I would hope today is a day where we see maybe some more roster moves for the Royals. They tend to happen on, you know, the off days, and they tend to, you know, come, you know, when things aren't going well in a six-game losing streak right now. I mean, not much has changed since you fired the hitting coach either.
Although, don't you normally do that before the homestand, you know. I mean,
I don't know, you got an off day today. Omaha's close to Minneapolis.
The only thing I ever remember happening on the road was Tony Pena, so I'm always kind of weird.
But you can bring guys up, right? Yeah. You can bring guys up. You can bring Vinny Pasquantino
up. But, I mean, major shakeups, yeah, you wonder.
Yeah, major shakeups. We got an update. We got a twin/full mattress on 152 West just past Brighton. So if you've got Northland on your mind today and you're up by 152,
could be a little soggy,
maybe a little wet, but you can dry that sucker out.
Hopefully, it has the plastic on it, right?
Yeah, but it still's got the plastic on it. Yeah.
Or maybe a pup tent around it or something that keeps it dry. We'll see. Bleacher Report came out with an article: stat projections for every projected starting NFL quarterback. So they go through every single.
What'd you
NFL
think of the
team.
Trubisky numbers?
I didn't look.
No, you didn't know. Neither did I. I went straight to the K's. Right.
Yes, I went straight to Kansas City on this one.
Hey, they're in alphabetical order. Okay. Give me the K's. Okay. Scroll.
So in their write-up, it says, make no mistake, the Chiefs offense won't be the same without Tyreek Hill in the lineup.
Will it?
He has the ability to keep opposing safeties deep and turn the short passes into home run plays. Okay.
He's going to have to turn short passes into home run plays in Miami. Am I right?
We'll get to him. We'll get to him a little bit later, too. The denial is strong.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so then they go through the write-up of who they acquired and what have you. So here's Patrick Mahomes' stat line projection.
All right.
Okay? I'm not going to worry about completions and attempts, although I will get to that. But 4,810 yards, 36 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Okay. It's about what you've been saying
exactly
all along.
Exactly what I told you. Yeah. It is going to be exactly the same.
It's going to be the exact same
thing. He threw for 4,839 yards this past year.
Say that again.
4,839.
So he'll be about 20 yards shy of that.
According to this.
One play.
One touchdown short.
Uh-huh.
And one less interception.
How many interceptions did he have this past
13.
Year? 13. So he went 48-39. And this is based on a 17-game schedule.
He went 48-39, 37 and 13.
So he's going to cut down his interceptions.
One less interception, one less touchdown, and 29 less yards is the projection.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be the same.
It's going to be the exact same thing.
I'd have a plus or minus even a little bit like further. Like if you told me it was plus or minus, I don't know, 150 yards, plus or minus four touchdowns.
See, I was going to say three touchdowns.
And plus or minus three picks.
Yeah.
It's going to be in that same range.
It's going to be the exact same stuff. At the end of the year, we're going to look at it and go,
It's just going to be a different makeup.
But now the Bleacher Report says it, Josh. It gives it credence as opposed to what you've been telling us for months.
I just had to laugh because I looked at it. And then his completion percentage, exactly the same. They
exactly
had it at 66%.
The
projections are exactly the same as they were.
How many completions did he have last year?
436.
Now they got him at 420.
But less attempts.
How many attempts did he have last year?
Maybe they're just going to run the football more, Bob.
Maybe.
658.
Yeah, 633.
So 25 more attempts.
Yeah, more attempts last year than
correct.
He had this year.
Correct.
Yeah. How many rushing yards did he have last year?
Let me see his rushing number.
That's a hard tack over there. Look at you.
You got to keep it.
Yeah.
381 yards, two touchdowns.
That's what exactly 389 and two touchdowns.
His production projected to be the same, and I think it's going to be. It's going to be exactly the same. He's going to be within the same range. All the time, it's not going to matter. Mm-hmm. Every single year, he's going to be in the he plays all the games mode. You know, around 5,000 yards,
right?
Around 40 touchdowns and low double figures picks. Book it.
Yeah, book it. Done, Dano. Right? Who is Dano, by the way? Why do we always say that? Book it. I don't even know who the hell Dano is. So here's the other thing. Here's the other thing with these projections, right? Now that you've been saying it, Bleacher Report's got it out there, it makes the decision to move on from Tyreek Hill all the better, man, because you were going to have that same production whether or not you had Tyreek Hill here or not. You were going to get the exact same production out of Patrick Mahomes. You're able to bounce out of Tyreek Hill, save a bleep ton of money, get a bunch of draft picks in return, and rebuild your roster and keep this machine moving forward in the right direction. Teams don't win Super Bowls because of wide receivers. I've said that that over and over and over again. You win a Super Bowl because of the quarterback, because of the coach, and because your defense goes out there and gives you a top 10 defensive effort. That's how you win Super Bowls. Nobody has ever looked at it and go, well, they won that Super Bowl because of the wide receiver. No, they won the Super Bowl because of the play of the quarterback and the play of the defense and the head coach. And as long as you're moving in the right direction with all three of those, you're going to put yourself in position to have a chance to win a Super Bowl every single year. And that's why I'm so bullish on this organization and so bullish on the Chiefs. Andy, I got this.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be just fine.
And do you think Andy Reid in the twilight of his career would trade a wide receiver that he thought could get him to a Super Bowl if he didn't think they'd be just fine without him?
I think not.
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. No, again, the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill. The Royals can trade Salvi.
Speaking of one Tyreek Hill, the denial remains terrific. In fact, it's got us questioning portions of his new contract. Next.
You're listening to the home of What We Learned with Billy Coombs.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fiddle. We need some more air fiddle.
What a great song, huh?
Air fiddle to just about any song.
I can't wait till we get cameras in the studio.
Yeah, seeing all of us dance. This is a great song. Reminds me of The Wheel and Lawrence when I was in college. $5 Coors Light pitchers on Friday. Dr. Wu before he passed away, forgetting how many you ordered. Drew's mom coming in, picking up the tab.
Love Drew's mom.
Drew's mom was a wonderful woman back in our college days. Yeah, would always come in and pick up the tab. And then you get pizza, you know, downstairs at Pyramid Pizza, because you had it. And then you would get pizza shuttle after that because you needed pizza to top off your pizza.
Grease on top on grease on top of grease.
And so I'm going to ask a question that I think dates me a little bit, but maybe it doesn't. The Wheel had the best jukebox in the history of mankind. every jukebox now is connected to the interweb, so you don't have that anymore. You know, you don't have the cool, like, flipping through and whatever they had type of jukebox. So I was going to say, who has the best jukebox now? But everybody's connected to the internet, so everybody's got any song
it's
you
less
want.
Fun.
You know?
Let's be honest, it's less
it
fun
is,
to
yeah.
have that. Like, every song at your disposal, how boring.
Yeah. When I was growing up, back in my day, we used to go to diners in Jersey all the time, and every booth and table had their own personal jukebox on the table, and you could always scroll through. There's always, you know, some 50 songs most likely on there at that point in time in the 80s. But I always liked that as well. My mother would never let me play because they were screwing you out of the quarter. They're going to screw you. You're not paying for the song. They're screwing you.
They're not going to play it.
No, they do because it's at your table. But now you pay more to have your songs jump to the top of the list. There's nothing better than that than going into a bar and being that guy. Like, oh, your song is number 17, but if you had another dollar, we'll play it now. Here's the other dollar. Jump the head of the line. Don't have to wait around for your song to be played anymore. Back in the day, you couldn't do that. It was tough growing up when we did.
I'm beginning to believe we need to see more details of the Tyreek Hill contract in Miami.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Now, when somebody leaves a place, like in any walk, you know, you might have to sign like a non-disparagement agreement.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to say crap about the place when you leave.
Correct. And you better be giving me a check on the way out
the
door.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Probably
tax. Tax-free.
Are there taxes on that?
I don't know. It's up to each is up to their own. But there's you know, probably plenty of those instances. Like, you're not going to badmouth us when you're gone, blah, blah, blah. Sign this.
Right.
Okay. I think there's a reverse one on the Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah?
I think there's a non-disparaging of Tua in his new contract.
Tua!
Where not only are we going to pay you this money, but you got to go over and above saying nice things about your new quarterback.
Yeah. Sure seems like it, right?
Because, oh, boy. Tyreek's
Tua,
just... Tyreek's just laying it on thick that this guy's any good, and he just won't stop. So this
is buying this.
This
are
is
they?
Tyreek Hill and his confidence in Tua.
I just feel like football is all about confidence, you know. And I'm very confident in my quarterback, you know? So I just feel like, you know, if I'm able to like help him get all the confidence in the world and push other guys to push that confidence into him, then the sky's the limit for the guy, you know, because he's a heck of a talent, you know. Has crazy arm strength, arm talent, you know. So, like I say, man, we're all excited, you know, just to watch him sling the ball each and every day.
Not everybody has crazy arm strength or a crazy arm talent.
No, they
the
don't.
The guy you played with before did.
He did. Was that old did. From, like, talking about Patrick Mahomes last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, when he was going to help give him confidence. He's going to give the new quarterback confidence.
Yeah.
It might have just been recycled the same quote. Might have been.
Yeah, because Patrick was, you know, he was a veteran by the time Patrick got here, right?
Yeah. So, because I'm going to bring him along, he's got crazy arm talent.
Yeah.
It's my job to make him confident, and whatever I can do to help him become same thing.
Right. This is when athletes look the fool when they say nonsensical stuff like this. No, nobody's buying this crap.
No,
come on.
Nobody's buying it. Also, he says Tua has pretty balls.
Excuse me?
Tua has pretty balls.
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So
he's
very catchable. Tua is a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh my god.
What? I do, like I said, I expected to be all over the place.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean,
yeah,
he's got the vicinity of me, so I think that's a win for all of us. So I thought this guy was gonna suck.
Yeah, I thought this guy was gonna be terrible, but I mean he was able to like get air underneath it for a little bit.
I thought maybe he'd go with like he's left-handed and the ball spins different and I have to, you know, do those kind of things. Nope, it's oh no, I thought he was going to be really bad.
I mean, it's nothing weird, you know. At first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So
one of them.
It's very catchable.
Is it Lance Armstrong?
Tua is a very accurate quarterback.
I mean, he's like
he's an expert on rubbing balls.
It's like, you know, Hanny didn't throw us great. He's I mean, he's got one.
Matt Moore.
Yeah, he was like, those
I mean,
guys were right.
With Alex Smith.
I didn't see a lot of arm talent behind Patrick, so he's got one of them. I mean, Patrick probably won, but he's got one of them, so he's maybe two.
Legend Bob likes big nuts. Oh, my God.
I feel like, though, that there's a portion of Tyreek's contract that requires him to say stuff
has
that's
to
nice.
Be, right?
It's like a reverse disparagement clause in his contract.
Can you believe that? I mean, again, what do you want him to say, right? But... I mean, that's just a lie. There's no truth to that. And if Tua has some of the, you know, the nicest balls you've ever seen or whatever he said there, then I feel sorry. Who you've been playing with? I mean, what does that say about Patrick Mahomes?
Jerry, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
So I guess that's what he's going with.
Yeah. He's got to believe it.
Talk yourself into it.
You got to talk yourself into it, man. You got to talk yourself into why you're like, oh my,
good
I got
job.
Paid.
Good job, Tyreek, because he's really leaning into this.
Yeah, he's really trying to get people to believe that Tua is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's a shame, you know? Not really.
Not really.
No, not really at all. Best of luck. I mean, come on. That's just nonsense. That is like the most nonsensical thing we've heard this year in 2022,
that's
right?
Pretty good.
We've heard some nonsensical nonsense this year from sports people, right? Mm. That's up there. That is one of the more ridiculous things that I've heard.
A friend sent the video yesterday and said, yeah, right. Keep telling yourself that, Tyreek.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You just admit you went from a Ferrari to a Prius. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
From the 913, is he playing this year or last year?
Yeah, this year. This
pretty
year
much.
Or Patrick Mahomes' rookie year.
I just feel like football is all about confidence, you know, and I'm very confident in my quarterback, you know, so I just feel like, you know, if I'm able to, like, help him get all the confidence in the world and push other guys to push that confidence into him, then the sky's the limit for the guy, you know, because he's a heck of a talent, you know, has crazy arm strength, arm talent, you know, so like I say, man, we're all excited, you know, just to watch him sling the ball each and every day.
I mean, they really have to do
that. That could have been Patrick's rookie year. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, though.
It was. He was in a Dolphins jersey talking, I think.
Yeah.
The big problem, though, Josh, with all of this is the fact that the Dolphins themselves put out that video that everybody saw of Tua's balls falling short.
Yeah.
Everybody saw that video. So now they're in damage control mode. They wouldn't have to be in damage control mode if the team did not put out that video. And there was no reason that the team had to put out that video. Some fresh out of college social media director going, hey, this is fun, puts out that video of Tua not being able to reach Tyreek Hill. The internet loses its mind.
I'm 24. I know about social media.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I grew up my whole life with social media.
I've been on Instagram.
Watch this.
I'm an influencer. And so then they put that out there.
It's a wobbly pass.
And it's a horrible pass. And so now they're in damage control. And the worst part about it is that's going to be the narrative now all year long for Tua and Tyreek Hill. And the first impression is the most important impression, right? If you don't make a good first impression, you know, you're screwed. That was the first impression everybody had of Tyreek Hill and Tua. And nobody's getting over that first impression. No matter what they say, no matter how they act, no matter what they do, everybody's going to go, yeah, but we saw that video where he couldn't reach you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, to his coach, you're going to love what he did.
Because Casey tweeted that out.
It's going to give you a chuckle. And who is Kansas City's most valuable? We'll discuss next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. Get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
Sounds like my Saturday.
You request the music today.
That's
it is
right.
Way Back Wednesday. 913-576-7610 on the text line or at BWKC on Twitter.
Get them in.
Brian Williams, our producer/musical director, and you can submit your Way Back Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Got to get some good songs in today, man. Let's go. Get them in.
Speaking of Way Back, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel comes from Way Back,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, he does.
He's the guy with the curly hair and the glasses. Look like they brought him up from the computer lab, mm-hmm. and he's the head coach of the Dolphins now.
A year ago, nobody knew who this guy was.
No,
is that safe to say?
He had like one entertaining press conference and suddenly he was on the map.
Yeah. I mean, it was fast, dude. Yeah. It was fast, right? Like that dude had one press conference and all the NFL media went, oh my God.
This guy's got a personality.
Yeah.
Please hire him.
Hopefully he doesn't lose his personality.
Yeah, he's started this at the Dolphins now.
Mm-hmm.
They've created a practice player of the day.
Oh, God. It sounds like high school.
And that player will wear an orange jersey and also get to choose the music for next day's practice.
Oh, wow. That is good high school stuff. Yeah.
It's like a Way Back Wednesday for them.
Yeah.
They get a person that gets to pick the music at practice and wear a special jersey.
We had that when I was in high school. The sophomores were called the Nutters on the football team. Nutter, right? Nutters. And that's just, we wore yellow jerseys. And at the end of the year, they gave the King Nutter Award out. Guess who got it?
Did they have the Fluffer Nutter?
No, they did not. I did. I received it. I received a jar of peanut butter with a yellow wrapper around it that said King Nutter. I still have that somewhere.
Why was it Nutter?
I don't know. I never, who knew?
I mean, like, that wasn't like your school. You weren't the Nutters.
No, the Scarlet Knights or something. Okay. No, I don't know why it was Nutter. Maybe it was explained, but, you know, you get hit in the head so much playing high school football, you don't remember that kind of stuff. But I know I was King Nutter. Mm. You can't touch that. You can't take that away from me. As much as you try, Josh.
I will always be
the King Nutter.
King Nutter.
At least for that year. And then we, you know, passed it. I don't remember
who received it.
But
I don't hate this. It sounds like high school, Harry High School.
It does, because we all wore yellow jerseys as Nutters.
And silly. But you know what? If the players get into it and they have fun, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's true. If it works, man, right?
If it gets them involved and it gets them into it, you have them have some input. You make them feel a part of it. Mm-hmm. They find it fun. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Right. It's fine. Whatever, man. Like, whatever. You do you, and
but
if it works,
it'll
fine.
Get
but
mocked,
it,
yeah.
It will, and if you start out and you lose games, then it'll go back to this guy's trying to run a high school operation all that kind
and
of stuff. Right?
I like that it is a direct opposite of Urban Meyer, who did the Oklahoma drill, essentially.
Correct.
And then called out the losers.
Right. Yeah. Loser.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember he had the guy, he had apparently the assistant with the megaphone that was like announcing winners and losers during practice.
Correct. That's right. I do remember that.
And
right
basically
now, yes.
was emphasizing the losers.
And number 67 wins. And number 72, you're a big fat loser.
So the I do like that it's polar opposite of what Urban Meyer was doing. So I think it's kind of
fun. If I'm a head coach in the NFL, I'm doing everything the polar opposite of what Urban Meyer did.
Yeah.
That guy
yeah.
was a loser.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah. So
shocking that didn't work. Like we called that going in.
So how many times is Tua going to get the orange jersey so they can boost his?
Hey, another day of Tua.
Bruce his ego up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, What song would you do if you were like in charge of the music? Like, what would be your song?
I would make it really awkward.
You would, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like pump up music. You know, it wouldn't be the jock jams or anything. But I do something just to be weird.
Just be weird.
Yeah,
be like Lady in Red.
Yeah. just a bunch of just weird stuff. They're going, who picked the music today?
Lady,
this guy. Yeah, I do it just to you know, needle your teammates.
Yeah, no, so. That's pretty good. I do like that one. Yes, Lady in Red would be perfect.
We saw this out of Houston and found this interesting, or I mean, out of Philadelphia. Excuse me. Most valuable blank, whatever city you're in.
Right.
Who is your most valuable?
Philadelphian. Joel Embiid was named the most valuable Philadelphian.
Philadelphian. Yeah. And then Houston picked it up like, well, who's the most valuable Houstonian?
Yeah, they have Altuve, Verlander, Kelvin Sampson, or Mattress Mack.
Which is hard to say. Mattress Mack making the list makes me laugh. So who would be the most valuable Kansas City.
I mean, for me, I think it's a very easy answer, and it's somebody that...
Now, a town like Philly
yeah.
and a town like Houston, maybe not Houston. Certainly Philadelphia when you have multiple teams. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
but this isn't related to sports though. It doesn't have like
it doesn't have to be, but these were. Yeah. But like you're like Joel Embiid? Like, okay, I guess. What are the criteria? Houston's obviously had a kind of recent title or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one makes some sense. The towns that have a lot of sports, you kind of wonder how Embiid rises to the top in Philadelphia.
They don't really have a true like franchise quarterback, right? Their baseball team is a love-hate relationship. Maybe Bryce Harper, you could put in there as that guy. I don't know any hockey players. And then Embiid is captivating, right?
Name a Flyer, Bob.
Oh, God. No, Rod Brindamore. Yeah.
Ron Hextall,
that's the guy. Oh, yeah, that's that. Other than that, I don't know.
And that guy, Slavin? Didn't that guy we used to work with, Dad, play for the Flyers?
Oh, that's right, he did. Yeah, what the hell was his last name?
It was really, really long.
Yeah, it was. His first name was Zach, but I don't remember what the last name was. Brindamore, maybe.
No, it was not Rod Brindamore's kid. No, no.
Sawchuck.
No, it's longer.
It was something
it was longer
Chuck,
than
though,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keith Chuck.
And his on-air name was not that.
No,
name.
It was not. He went by like Burns or something.
Radioized his name.
He did,
to make it easier. But yeah, that's it. That's all I know from the Flyers.
Yeah,
so
that's about
bad example.
It. That was a good one though. I forgot about his dad playing for the Flyers.
Yeah.
I think it was Brindamore. So I thought about like what makes somebody valuable. It's what do you do for the city, right? How do you make the city better? To me, immediately, Kathy Nelson, head of the sports commission, and now head of Visit KC. She does things that amplify our city and make our city better. And since she has taken over as director of the sports commission, we have done amazing things in this town that have generated money and really have put us on the map. And the big coup de grace is going to come in less than a year now when we have the NFL draft here in Kansas City, which they have been working on. But they've taken the Kansas City Marathon and made it a really good marathon. We've had the All-Star Game here. Has been spectacular. I mean, all the different events that have come through Kansas City, whether it's the Big 12 or the NCAA tournament, not just basketball stuff, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. I mean, thing after thing.
NCAAs and...
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
International stuff.
And yeah. So for me, Kathy Nelson is the most valuable Kansas City because she does so much good for our city that helps and benefits a lot of people, whether it's the hotel industry or the restaurant industry, the sports industry, whatever it is. Everything that they do at the Sports Commission is to benefit Kansas City, and they do such an amazing job with it and have gotten better and better over the years of bringing bigger and bigger events here. And, once the Chiefs build that new stadium with a roof on top of it, Final Four, Super Bowls, all of that will truly put us on the map. And I just can't wait to see what they have in mind and in store for the NFL draft. So to me, the most valuable Kansas City, and with a bullet, without a doubt, is Kathy Nelson.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I will hold out until she gets the X Games.
Okay, the X Games. They've been trying for the X Games, right? No, they haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, until I see.
That's the criteria.
Yeah, yeah. Until I see... somebody on a BMX bike doing flips over
with
Union Station
with a GoPro on top.
Yeah, then I will give her proper due.
Yeah, all right, okay, that's fine.
A very good answer.
Thank you.
I thought more along the lines of who are we pinning our hopes on?
Yeah,
and so I went straight Mahomes. Yeah,
okay.
Most valuable Kansas City. He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's our only hope.
Right. That's true.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. We got nothing on the other side right now to bank on to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our only opportunity for sports joy,
right? Patrick Mahomes
is 15.
Yeah. Right now
he
it is
the
yeah.
key
mm-hmm.
to all of us not beating our heads against the wall,
right?
So I went with Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, coming in from the text line, H.R. Bartle. He's dead, so we can't put him on the list. We're taking people that are currently alive. The current most valuable Kansas City.
Well, I guess we needed to clarify.
Well, assumed we, we were going to do that, but that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. So all the Mahomes texts, everybody's put their phone down now because everybody wants to go with him.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pinning a lot on him.
Interesting one. Joel Embiid over Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, even though he was president, Joel Embiid is probably better than President Franklin was because President Franklin is no longer with us and Joel Embiid still is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. So we didn't clarify. I didn't know that we were going in that way back machine. But
no, we're going to living people right now. Who's okay, the most valuable Kansas City? You could have gone with somebody who's a restaurateur if you wanted to, because they put Kansas City on the map. I mean, there are things outside of sports that
Local developer. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. A local developer would be. Sure. I don't know who that person is. Sure. Justin Meyer, who created the new airport terminal. He can be on that list. It's his idea. I love it. I think it's great. It's going to be wonderful. Put him on there. Whoever created the service of Park and Go, man, those guys do an amazing job up there. Smokehouse Barbecue, Dan the Taylor Man. Let's go.
Whoever has green lighted the hoops you go through to become a local brewery.
One of my favorite kids.
Who gets you through all those legal hurdles
and
stamps you valid.
That's right.
That could be
approved. That could
work too.
I do like that route as well. Maybe there's a teacher or somebody that you love, or somebody, your boss, like who somebody does good for Kansas City. What makes them a valuable Kansas Cityan? There's a lot of people out there that do a lot of good things in this town.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.